And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to John Settle.
John Settle.
Anybody remember him?
Is he a fullback? A
Seahawk?
Is he still rambling or did he settle down?
Led the Falcons in rushing for a couple of years. I believe he did also play in Seattle. I think you're right about that, George.
I don't know, but that's a good one.
All right, a quick check of the October radio ratings here in the Metroplex. The Ticket, number one across the board. Thank you to the P1s. That makes 19 straight years we've been the number one rated all sports station in the Metroplex.
All right.
The Ticket.
It's a pretty good run.
P1s, thank you, P1s.
Pretty good little run, Junior. Nice.
A special Friday morning scatter shooting shout out to some young P1s who listen every morning at this time and who happen to be Roger Staubach's grandkids.
Oh, no.
Hello to Jeff, Gracie, and Emma, and thanks for supporting scatter shooting and my broadcasting in general.
Roger Staubach.
Wait, how old are they?
13.
Oh, gosh.
No.
11 and nine, I believe.
Roger. Don't let your grandkids do that.
Roger's family's just given up on parenting, I guess.
All right, the Cowboys and Falcons have met 24 times. Dallas holds a 16-8 advantage. And here's a stat that might interest you. All right, I promised you a number that would blow you away. Since 1991, the Cowboys have played a 7-0 or better team just three times. 1991, the Redskins were 11-0. Dallas beat them. In 2006, the Colts were 8-0. Dallas beat them. And in 2009, the Saints were 13-0. And Dallas beat them.
Interesting.
All three of those teams had their perfect records spoiled by Dallas, and each of them went on to win the Super Bowl that year.
Triple interesting.
And now the Cowboys face the 7-0 Falcons. Will they, for the fourth time, ruin a team's perfect season? But then for a fourth time, will that team go on to win the Super Bowl?
Wow, that's a great number.
College football.
Interesting.
College football records fell last weekend when Hardin-Simmons played Sol Ross in Abilene. Didn't you go to Hardin-Simmons,
right.
Chair?
Go Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
What do you mean?
College going life at Hardin-Simmons?
It is a small school.
Abilene,
nice.
Abilene, right?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah, I had fun.
Okay.
I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, you were taught by my godfather there.
Indeed.
Yeah, Dr. Daryl Berrigan.
Well, that's who it was.
Well, Hardin... Hardin-Simmons won the game 86-42, and the two teams combined for an NCAA record 1,714 yards of offense.
Holy cow,
man.
The most at any level ever in a college football game. Hardin-Simmons set a Division III record for most yards by one team in a game with 914. And Hardin-Simmons quarterback Logan Turner threw for 685 yards and 8 touchdowns.
That's former SMU Mustang right there.
Is it really?
Logan Turner, yeah.
In all, 23 NCAA conference or school records were set in that game. But perhaps the craziest football-related note of the week came out of the Deion versus Pilar Sanders divorce trial when it was revealed that Pilar had received a $100,000 signing bonus for signing a $1 million prenup agreement.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell?
Oh, what a day.
That's a pretty good idea, though, to give a signing bonus to counteract the reluctance of a woman signing a prenup.
But shouldn't the fact that she took the bonus have been a red flag to Deion?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you think a guy who's saying must be the money would recognize that.
Huh.
Rory McIlroy is a very wealthy young man. He's got a new deal with Nike that's rumored to be worth $20 million a year for the next 10 years, a $200 million deal. He, like Tiger did when he signed his big Nike deal, will have to switch from Titleist clubs and golf balls to Nike clubs and golf balls. Nick Faldo says that's dangerous, saying that every company always says, "We can make your new clubs just like your old clubs," but Faldo says there's a feel and a sound and a confidence with your old clubs that you can't put a price on, And a lot of people are wondering if this is going to have a negative effect on Rory's game.
Hmm. Yeah, I bet they can customize him to make him just right for him. And if not, eh, he's got 200 million reasons to make him feel a little bit better about it.
Do they allow you to use your old Titleist clubs, but just rebrand them, scrape off Titleist and put Nike on there?
That was always the rumor, that they took those, they would forge them almost the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
But like Faldo says, though, it's so intricate that it may not be exactly the same.
That's why I don't mess with the Magic. Just forego the money.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a lot of money, though. And if you're one of those guys, you just think, yeah, these are nice, but I could probably swing something else.
Yeah, if someone paid me like $200 million to suck on radio for the rest of my life and never get any ratings, I'd take it in a second.
That'd be easy. I can use that.
Rory's making a lot of money anyway, though. It's not like he's going from pauper to prince with this deal. He's already making a ton.
But it prevents him now from having to go to China and do those week-long things that really sap him of his energy. He can give those things up now.
Brad C., the postal pest, acknowledges that Felix Baumgartner's space jump was incredible, but he wants to remind everyone that Felix didn't exactly jump from space. Felix was about 120,000 feet above the surface of the Earth, but space technically starts at the Kármán line, which is over 300,000 feet up. So Felix was actually only about one-third of the way to being in space.
I question Brad C.'s info.
Yeah.
Who are we going to trust? NASA or some chiropractor from Greenville?
And speaking of space, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth back in 1962. Before that, he was a pilot in the Marines, where he flew 27 different bombing missions during the Korean conflict. Did you know that Glenn's wingman for many of those missions was the splendid splinter Ted Williams?
That's right.
That has to be the most famous flying duo in history.
That's awesome.
And now John Glenn's head's frozen in space.
No, he's still alive. It's Ted Williams whose head is in space. Frozen. Orbiting the Earth.
Orbiting the Earth. That's right.
All right, I'm just going to report this.
Ted Williams' greatest song.
I'm just going to report this and let you decide. I'm just going to give you the facts.
All right, you're reporting.
Yeah.
And then we decide. Okay.
Third quarter sales of the iPad came in much lower than expected. I'm just reporting that.
Okay.
An industry analyst says it's the iPhone that drives Apple's revenue.
Okay.
I'm just reporting that.
All right.
So, okay. I'll decide to wait for the next story.
Apple has a host of great products.
iPad sales came in much lower than expected. Just reporting that.
Yeah, because they had created such great expectations with the previous versions of the iPad.
Mm-hmm. Todd Kettler, a 37-year-old, was arrested in October in Kalamazoo, Michigan, in a strip club, and charged with robbing a bank 5 days earlier. The manager of the strip club had noticed that Kettler was handing women money saturated with red dye, and he called the police. So this guy robs a bank.
The women were having their...
No, the money. Money. This guy robs a bank, and what's his first thought? Go to a strip club.
That's right.
Make it rain. Go to a strip club and see some naked women.
Have to go look at reproduction areas. Oh, God.
And finally, a man was walking down the street when he was accosted by a dirty, shabby-looking homeless man who asked him for a couple of dollars for dinner. The man took out his wallet, took out $10, and asked, "If I give you this money, are you going to go buy beer instead of dinner?" The homeless man said, "No, I stopped drinking years ago." The guy said, "All right, you're not going to go spend this on green fees at a golf course instead of food, are you?" The homeless man said, "Are you nuts? I haven't played golf in 20 years. "Well," said the man, "I'm not going to give you money. Instead, I'm going to take you home for a shower and a terrific dinner cooked by my wife." The homeless man was astounded. He said, "Won't your wife be furious at you for doing this?" The man replied, "That's okay. It's important for her to see what a man looks like after he's given up drinking and golf."
Yay.
I saw that one coming.
And that is Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, the top segment in DFW radio, according to Angie's List.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Al Gordon.
All right, then, Junior, 752 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, some amazing audio in the emergency break of the week.